It's time for What's Up, a social studies class that focuses on current events. When teacher Joanne Bloom asks what's up around Juneau, Christina Arnold brings up a playground that burned down.
It was saying last night on the Empire page that it was over $250,000 worth of damage done.
Christina is in this free class because she is studying for GED, or General Education Development Tests.
I did independent science and language arts, and I did those tests already and passed them. I just got two more tests to do, and then I'll be done.
Christina is 34. Her goal is to go to college once she has her diploma. She says she was on her own working two jobs 15 years ago. She was in survival mode, and in the second semester of her senior year, she decided to drop out of high school.
And I've kicked my butt the whole entire time. You know, it's 15 years without having my high school diploma. It's 15 years too long in my eyes.
Eventually, Christina got married, and she has two boys and two girls. She says setting a good example for them is probably her biggest motivation to pass the GED tests. The Learning Connection reports 86% of their students who complete all four GED tests pass. The number was even higher earlier in the year, but right now it's 9 points higher than the national average. There are four separate GED tests covering language arts, science, social studies, and math. Jeff Smith, a teacher at the Learning Connection, believes the higher rate is a combination of different things.
Five and six. So Sitka, can you walk us through number five? I know it's displayed already.
Jeff is walking his students through some algebra. They're simplifying a polynomial.
Right. The terms are 7xy and 2xy.
Yeah, those are the like terms. Very good.
The student responding sounds a little garbled because he's in Sitka doing math with Jeff, who is in a Juneau classroom with five other students, including Christina. In fact, there are students in learning centers around the state calling into the class. Some students are just brushing up on their math skills. Most, like Christina, are preparing for the math test. And here's a quick disclosure. I didn't realize I knew Jeff personally until I started this story.
Yeah, we can turn on the professionalism.
Back to the GED. Jeff predicts there will be about 30 Learning Connection graduates by this summer. He says as soon as a student walks through the door, the staff assesses their strengths. From then on, he says they offer a lot of one-on-one help, and he says that one-on-one time contributes to the passage rate. The next thing he points to is the activities built around learning subject material.
When we come back tomorrow, we're going to look at different application problems and how does this relate to, you know, the workforce. Like, what kind of job out there where you maybe have to use some of these things that we learned today, right?
He says tomorrow they'll solve problems with polynomial functions to design their own roller coasters. The last piece of the equation that Jeff says leads to the high passage rate is the Learning Connections culture. He says the students are extremely comfortable with their instructors and each other.
There's somebody at the center that's relying on them, that wants them to be here, that's going to be wondering where they are if they're not here, right? That sense of community that's built here really keeps people coming back and working towards their goals because they're not in it alone.
Jeff stresses that the center is not just for GED testing. They also have a jobs program for ages 16 through 24, a construction academy, a training program for seniors, and there's an English as a second language program. The programs are supported by grants from nonprofits and the state and federal governments. At the end of the year, students from all these programs are welcomed to a celebration of success. If Christina passes her last two tests this month, she will be joining as a graduate. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.